The state's minimum wage measure draws opposition from the farm industry, and a longtime Oklahoma magazine is shutting down after 70 years. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Friday, June 5th. I'm McDaniels. Oklahoma voters will soon consider State Question 832 to raise the minimum wage. It repeals an exemption for farm and agricultural workers. And as Anna Pope reports, some farm groups are against the measure.
Right now, Oklahoma's minimum wage is the same as the federal standard, $7.25 an hour. The state question would steadily raise the minimum wage until it hits $15 an hour in 2029 and continue to rise with the cost of living. Michael Kelsey, executive vice president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, says he does not have a problem with the dollar amount, but he is opposed to the question because it would scrap the state's agriculture worker exemption.
And so when we're calving out heifers, if you will, that's a 24-hour-a-day job. And so it really doesn't provide flexibility to recognize that labor is sometimes, not always, but sometimes independent from time.
Kelsey says the agriculture industry sometimes provides indirect compensation. I'm Anna Pope.
Because of a gap between when petition signatures were circulated and when Oklahomans will actually vote on the minimum wage state question, some of the dates you'll see on your ballot have already passed. Natalie Armour reports the ballot is still valid.
If you go to Oklahoma's voter portal and look at a sample ballot for State Question 832, you might notice that it says wages will increase in 2025. That's not a typo. It was the original plan when the initiative petition was circulated. However, it's been so long since signatures were gathered in 2024 that some deadlines have passed. Ballots will still count, though. An elections official explained the state's election board cannot change or alter the language. State Question 832 would raise the minimum wage in Oklahoma to $15 by 2029. The measure is scheduled to roll out gradually over the next few years. The state question might be behind schedule, but wage increases will still take place as planned if it is approved. I'm Natalie Armour.
The primary election is June 16th, and early voting will take place June 11th through the 13th at polling places across the state. The Oklahoma Tourism and Recreation Department plans to stop printing Oklahoma Today at the end of this year. Grayson Wheeler has more.
The magazine publishes 6 issues a year, featuring Oklahoma's food, history, culture, and travel destinations. The state legislature established Oklahoma Today as the state's official magazine in 1956. But 70 years later, officials say printing and production costs have outweighed the magazine's revenue generation. A spokesperson says the magazine's staff will all remain employed with the Tourism and Recreation Department. The Oklahoma Today podcast will rebrand as the Travel OK podcast in 2027. The department stopped sharing its TV program, Discover Oklahoma, with local broadcasters in late 2024. The show has moved entirely to YouTube. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Edmond History Museum is celebrating 100 years of Route 66 with its Blue Hippo Festival this weekend. KGOU's Jack Walters has details.
Edmond has been home to Happy the Hippo, its Route 66 mascot, for over 30 years. Now, the Edmond History Museum is throwing the 9-foot fiberglass hippo a party to celebrate the historic highway's centennial. Amy Stevens is director of the Edmond History Museum.
This will be our third Blue Hippo Festival, but we have been practicing and gearing up for this year, the 100th year for Route 66, and also to bring our community together and enjoy the mascot we have. He's not the largest, he's not the oldest, but he's definitely the happiest.
The event celebrates hippos, Route 66, and everything blue. Games, live art, and blues music are all things attendees can look forward to. I'm Jack Walters.
Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.